WPGW AM and FM, Portland. Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We welcome you if you're listening on the radio on WPGW or on FortRecoveryRadio.com or on the high school television network. We're glad to have you on board this evening for this MAC conference makeup game between Fort Recovery and Minster. Fort Recovery always knows they have their hands full when they take on the Minster Lady Wildcats. Starting tonight for Fort Recovery will be Grace Guggenbiller, along with Callie Wendell. Also, it'll be Alexis Wendell, as well as Mara Pearson and Whitley Rammel, the starting five for Fort Recovery. For Minster, it'll be Katie McClurg, along with Casey Albers. Also starting for the Lady Wildcats, Morgan Sparks, along with Lily Barhorst. And the final starter will be Ella Mesher. Set to go. Whitley Rammel jumping against Ella Mesher. The tap goes to Minster to start the game, and we're underway. This first quarter brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery and also in Bern and Union City, Indiana. That's Calp Pharmacy. Minster with the ball. Here's a shot from the free throw line. Banked it in. A luck shot, but hey, they all count the same as Ella Mesher banks it in from the free throw line. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from Dr. Thomas Banta and all of his staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Fort Recovery just turned the ball over. Minster has it now. Underneath, shots up by Mesher, and she hits it. Kind of a side saddle shot. Ella Mesher, a very impressive player here. First time that I've seen her play this year, and she is playing great here in the early going for Minster. They lead 4-0. Mara Pearson out to Callie Wendell for Fort Recovery. Again, Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Alexis Wendell fires a three. It's no good. Rebound chased down by Mara. Mara Pearson outside. It goes to Callie Wendell. Grace Guggenbiller with it. Drives to the hoop. Shots up and no good. Over the top of the basket. Rebound Mara Pearson up. No good. And a foul's called on Minster. Fort Recovery, unfortunately, lost the junior varsity game tonight. 48-17. A thrashing. Fort Recovery's JV record drops to 10-8 with the loss to Minster. Lady Indians were led by Sage Luthold with 9. Mara Pearson puts the free throw up and good. And the Indians are on the board for the first time, trailing 4-1 here. She will have one more. And this one's also good. That foul a moment ago was called, by the way, on Lily Barhorst. So it's 4-2. Lady Indians trailing by 2 here in the first quarter. Fort Recovery pressing full court. Minster able to bring it up the court with no problems. Over on the left side, there's Mesher with the ball. Ella Mesher. She'll drive to the hoop, lays it up. Oh, missed an easy shot for her. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Mesher's a veteran player. She's a senior. Indians have the ball. They can tie it up. Mara Pearson down the lane. Oh, in and out, no good. Knocked out of bounds. They say it was off of Minster. Will be Fort Recovery's basketball. That ball was down and out. Almost. Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in to Mara Pearson way on the outside. Mara dribbling the ball to Grace Guggenbiller between the circles. She'll dribble to the left now. Hand off to Whitley Rammel. Whitley being guarded by Mesher. Whitley dribbles into the lane. And a foul is going to be called on Minster. It'll be out of bounds to the Indians. Going to call that on Mesher. Number one on Ella Mesher. So Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in here for the Lady Indians in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Bounce pass. Oh, thrown away. Bad pass on the inbounds pass. Minster picks it up. Down they come. Now back outside. Here's a three-point shot. It's good. Hitting the three-pointer for Minster was Casey Albers. And that makes the score 7-2 now. Lady Indians trailing by five here in the early going. Right side to Alexis Wendell. There's Callie Wendell, top of the key. Dribbles to the left, back to the right. Mara Pearson gets the pass. No good on the shot off the front of the rim. Rebound, Callie Wendell. She'll fire a three, no good. Rebound, Rammel, no good on the rebound shot. And Alexis Wendell comes up with it. No good. A battle for the ball picked up by Minster. And wild and woolly. Here's a pass intercepted by Callie Wendell. Callie will pass to Mara Pearson. And she is fouled. It'll be out of bounds. I'm going to call that one on the... Let's see who that is on. That must be on Morgan Sparks. Pass into Mara Pearson. Up, no good. Rebound Minster. Minster has the ball, leading here 7-2. Full recovery. Could have used a basket there. Trailing by 5 points now. Minster with the basketball. Katie McClurg out front with it. In trouble. Finally got it away to Mesher. Ella Mesher with the ball, being guarded by Whitley Rammel. Over on the right side to Morgan Sparks. Back on the left. There's a shot fired up by McClurg. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. They say that Alexis Wendell touched it last. Katie McClurg will toss it in here for the Lady Wildcats. Minster's 11-8 on the year in the conference. They are 5-2. Port Recovery is 5-15 on the year, and in the conference, they are 2-6. Long outside shot is no good by McClurg. Rebound comes to Grace Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery. Over to Mara Pearson. Mara walks it across the timeline. Dribbling the basketball out here between the circles. Passing on the right side. Tried to pass to Whitley Rammel. It's intercepted. Picking that off there for the Lady Wildcats was Morgan Sparks. Back out front to McClurg at the center circle. Passing over on the right. With the ball there is Casey Albers. Albers still with the ball. Dribbles in the lane. Stops. Passes over on the left side. Here's a three-point shot by McClurg. No good. Rebound comes down to Minster. Lily Barhorst chased down the rebound back at the timeline. She will pass over to Ella Mesher. Back on the left wing it goes. With the ball there is Casey Albers. Fires a three and hit it. Casey Albers gets her second three of the night. And all of a sudden the Lady Indians are down by 8, 10-2. Port Recovery desperately needs a basket. Here's Whitley Rammel. Comes down, lost the ball, goes out of bounds. It'll be given to the Minster Lady Wildcats. Whitley Rammel kind of lost her balance there and went down to the floor and lost the ball, and nobody could catch up with it. So Minster has it back. Ella Mesher will toss in to Katie McClurg. McClurg goes over on the left side to Morgan Sparks. Passes up the court to Mesher. Mesher on the right. Here's another three-point shot. Good again by Casey Albers, who's hit three threes here in the first quarter. Now there's a foul called on Minster on the press. They're going to call that one on Morgan Sparks. 9 points for Minster's Casey Albers, who leads the team in scoring with those three three-pointers. Fort Recovery will bring the ball up now, trailing by 11, 13-2 in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask for it at a Cal Pharmacy near you. Kennedy Mollenkamp in the game. Shot's no good. Rebound, Callie Wendell. Shot's no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds. They're going to say Fort Recovery will keep the basketball. Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss it in from the far side here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Into Callie Wendell. Wendell between the circles. Whitley Rammel. Rammel back outside to Callie Wendell. Right side to Alexis Wendell. Puts it up no good. And there's a foul called on Port Recovery's Callie Wendell going over the back of one of the Lady Wildcats. Mara Pearson will come in. Alexis Wendell will leave the game. Minster being pressed by Fort Recovery. 2:25 to go in the first quarter of play. Lady Indians trail 13-2 on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Stolen by Callie Wendell. She'll stop. Pass it off. Mara Pearson has it. She'll come down the lane. Put the shot up. Way short. Rebound Minster. Ella Meister came down with the rebound. Nope, correction. That's not Ella. That's Casey Albers. Albers passing over on the right side to Corinne Meyering. Meyering has the ball stripped away by Whitley Rammel. She'll come down. Stop in the lane. Passes off to Mara Pearson. Drives to the hoop and scores. Mara Pearson gets her first field goal of the night. That makes the score now at 13-4. Pearson has two free throws tonight, too. She's the only one who has scored so far. Shot by Minster is no good. Pearson got the rebound. Passing down to Guggenbeller. Sets on a three. It's too long. No good. Rebound comes down to Minster to Corinne Meyering, and timeout's going to be called by Mike Wiss, the head coach of the Minster Lady Wildcats. And we'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kauf of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Cal Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Cal Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Just a 30-second timeout. Minster will have the ball. Crossing it in here for the Lady Wildcats is Corinne Meyering. She'll dump it in to Katie McClurg. McClurg walks it across the timeline. Fort Recovery setting in a 2-3 zone defense. They have it packed in there. Here's an outside shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Callie Wendell is missing that shot. Was Casey Albers, who's had three threes here in the first quarter. That was probably about as open as she's been, and she didn't hit that one. Maybe that's the key to it, leave her open. And here's I think they say that Fort Recovery must have stepped on the inline. Turnover, Fort Recovery. 57 seconds remaining. 13-4. Boy, the Lady Indians could have used that basket there. That would have made it 13-6. Right side it goes to Minster, to Casey Albers. Back out front to McClurg. On the left to Meyering. Meyering now back out top. Between the circles is McClurg, Katie McClurg. On the left to Meyering. Back to McClurg. Fires and misses way off. Rebound Kennedy Mollenkamp. Over to Mara Pearson. Mara comes down in the lane, has the ball stripped away, but Kennedy Mollenkamp got it back. Over to Callie Wendell, sets on a three, does not go. Rebound tipped out by Whitley Rammel. Now Minster. I thought Minster tipped it out of bounds, but the official, Ben Kramer, said nope, it went off of Fort Recovery. Nan Steck-Schulte is still on the Minster staff. She was very, very long-time successful coach of the girls' basketball team at Minster. Mike Wiss is fortunate to have her on board as one of the assistants. When Nan was coaching the team, we just couldn't hardly ever beat the Minster Lady Wildcats. And Mike Wiss has not been much different. He's had a very successful program for Minster. Minster brings the ball up, 9 seconds to go. 13-4 lead for the Wildcats. On the left, there's Meister firing and hitting on the layup. And that will end the first quarter of play as Ella Meister hits the last shot on a layup to make it 15-4. Fort Recovery trailing here at the end of the first quarter
Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, if you need handicapped medical equipment, think of Calp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery. Their handicapped medical equipment center is located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Calp Pharmacy. We'll be back with the second quarter coming up in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. All parts.
Well, I think we're already done with the open house, so let's not talk about that one here in this ad. Continue on here with the second quarter, which is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We have a jump ball called. It'll be going to Minster on the alternating possession. Over on the right side with the basketball in the lineup now there for Minster is Lindy Himmelgarn, and they're going to call a violation on Minster, or are they going to call a foul? Nope, just a violation. So the ball will go to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss it in. Pearson with the basketball, feeds over here to Alexis Wendell. Ball goes off of Alexis' fingertips, but they say it was last touched by the Minster Lady Wildcats. Inside pass is up and no good by Kennedy Mollenkamp. And on the floor, there's a foul on Kennedy Mollenkamp, as hitting the floor for Minster was Lily Barhorst. Once again, you're in tune to PG-14 and J-Country 101 Radio, 105.3 FM in Portland. Also, FortRecoveryRadio.com. And also, the fine folks at the High School Television Network are tuned in to us tonight as well. Inside shot is up and good. Lily Barhorst scoring. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service is your... New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment Dealer. See them for all of your farm machinery service. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Services. Fort Recovery lost the ball out of bounds. Mara Pearson was driving towards the baseline and went off her leg and out of bounds. Lady Indians trailing 17-4. They trailed 15-4 at the end of the first quarter. Again, the reserve team for Minster clobbered Fort Recovery tonight, 48-17. Minster will bring the basketball up the court. Lindy Himmelgarn with it. She'll pass over on the left side to Katie McClurg. McClurg dribbling against Callie Wendell. Between the circles, passing on the left. Back out top it goes. Now on the left side. But the ball there was Claire Lamb, who just came in the game a moment ago. Minster making the move to the basket and missing the shot. Rebound comes down to Callie Wendell as Casey Albers missed that shot. Pretty nice move by Casey, but she couldn't get the ball to go down. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Grace Guggenbiller goes through the baseline, passing back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Around the horn, over on the right to Alexis Wendell. Wendell back out top to Gracie Guggenbiller. She almost lost it. Managed to go back and picked it up. She's out at the center circle now. Passing on the left to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Passing to Alexis Wendell, dribbling. Alexis wants to take the shot, can't find the opening. Here's Grace Guggenbiller in the lane, popping the shot and missing. Rebound. Jump ball is called between Kennedy Mollenkamp and Minster's Lily Barhorst. Out of bounds to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. So Grace Guggenbiller will toss the ball in here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Makeup game tonight. We were supposed to play this game last Thursday, and it got snowed out, of course. And Fort Recovery's boys game with Minster was also postponed, and it will be made up on February the 15th. Here's a shot inside, up and no good by Carly Niekamp. And there is a foul called on Minster. They're going to whistle that on Ella Mesher. That's her second. She's one of their finer players. So she's in a little bit of foul trouble here. Free throws up and good by Carly Niekamp. Carly wears number 3 on her uniform, and that's the first point scored by anybody except for Mara Pearson, and only the 5th point of the game for Fort Recovery. This one is also good as she hits them both. Fort Recovery perfect from the free throw line tonight, 4 for 4. They just haven't had enough of them. 17-6 score, 11-point lead here for the Minster Lady Wildcats. And ball slips through the fingertips of Morgan Sparks and out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball turnover on the Lady Wildcats. Kennedy Mollenkamp passing in to Mara Pearson. Mara will walk it across the timeline here. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Out front to Carly Niekamp. Carly looking. Bounce pass is going to be thrown away. And now knocked away by Fort Recovery, but out of... Oh, Grace Guggenbiller able to save it somehow. I didn't think she could ever catch up with that. And Fort Recovery calls timeout, as Grace couldn't find anybody to pass the ball to. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery trailing Minster 17-6.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Thank you, Connor. Fort Recovery boys had a nice win on Saturday night. They went way up to Ridgemont and won the game over a very fine Ridgemont team. Fort Recovery, a number 6 seed in the sectional, and they will play Parkway in their first game in the sectional on Wednesday, February 23rd at 7:30 at Memorial High School at St. Mary's. And then if they win that game, they will probably play Lima Perry on Friday night, February the 25th. Fort Recovery just threw the ball away. Now they stole it back. Here's an outside shot by Carly Niekamp. Off the mark, no good. It will be given to Minster. Fort Recovery Lady Indians play their first sectional game this coming Wednesday. We'll be there to call the action from Spencerville High School. And if Fort Recovery wins Wednesday, they will play on Saturday night of next weekend. So, not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday will be the first tournament game for the girls' basketball team. And the ball is fought for as it's going to be given to Minster. They say it went off Mara Pearson out of bounds. You know, K&L Tractor Sales and Service has the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. See the Great Plains Turbo Max at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Minster with the ball, leading 17-6. Very little scoring here in this K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. We're at 3:46 to go in the quarter. There's a pass over on the left wing. Driving in, scooping it up, getting the shot, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. Nice maneuver there by the Minster Lady Wildcats, Morgan Sparks. So she picks up her first basket of the day. And we'll have a free throw also. Morgan Sparks at the free throw line. Morgan is a 5'7 junior on this team. Spins the ball, lets it fly, and got it. That's the first free throw of the night for Minster. Fort Recovery's had four free throws, and nobody's missed any yet tonight. Kind of unusual. Whitley Rammel with the basketball over to Alexis Wendell between the circles. Fort Recovery with the ball, trailing 20-6. Left side to Grace Guggenbiller. Passes into Alexis Wendell, stops. Throws up the shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Morgan Sparks of Minster. Sparks comes down across the timeline, and they're going to call over and back on Minster. They say that Lily Barhorst was not across the timeline in time, and so they call over and back. Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in. Comes into Callie Wendell. Callie across the timeline. Working her way against McClurg. Passes off to Alexis Wendell. Now to Whitley Rammel. Rammel right side. Stops. Back out to Alexis Wendell. Alexis dribbling. Passing to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller in the lane. Pops the shot. It's no good. Rebound Mara Pearson. No good. Might have been partially blocked there. And Minster comes down with the rebound. 2:37 left to go in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Fort Recovery trailing 20-6. Left side it goes to Alyssa Niemeyer. Now back over on the left to McClurg. Fires it, no good. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp, Fort Recovery. No, that was Alexis Wendell. Mara Pearson down the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes to Minster. Down the court come the Lady Wildcats. There is a shot fired up and no good by Morgan Sparks. Rebound to Grace Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery. Long pass down. Alexis Wendell into Whitley Rammel, and she scores. Give Wendell the assist, and Whitley Rammel gets her first basket of the night to make it 20-8. And Minster calls timeout. Timeout Minster, they're leading with a minute 50 to go by a score of 20-8. We'll be back in just a moment.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Midwest Athletic Conference action here tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse, a makeup game from last Thursday. Minster and Fort Recovery, and Minster in the lead at the moment. Very comfortably so, 20-8. Minster will have the basketball here after they called timeout. For New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio, your New Holland dealer. Minster with the basketball. Down to Claire Lamb, and they throw it away. Stolen by Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller with the basketball. Works her way down the left of the lane, stops, feeds to Alexis Wendell coming out top. To Callie Wendell on the right. Callie back out top of the key. On the left to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp bounce pass inside to Alexis Wendell. Back out to Callie. Callie Wendell wants to take the shot, doesn't. Alexis Wendell now, free throw line. Here's Whitley Rammel to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp drives towards the basket, comes back out. Still with the ball, feeds over to Alexis Wendell. Alexis dribbling out front, right side to Whitley Rammel. Whitley looking for help. Now drives to the hoop, puts it up, got it. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. Whitley Rammel
hits the basket and is fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call that on Katie McClurg. That is her first personal foul. And Whitley Rammel will go to the free throw line with her first free throw of the night. Now it's 20-10. Lady Indians have cut the gap to 10 points. Free throw is up and good by Whitley Rammel. She has been doing really well from the free throw line recently. Here's a pass tipped away by Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Grace Guggenbiller comes up with it. That was a long football pass that Fort Recovery able to intercept. Here's the ball loose, picked up by Grace Guggenbiller, knocked away from her, and now Minster comes down with it as Casey Albers came away with the ball. Over to Katie McClurg. McClurg working against Callie Wendell, and they're going to call turning the ball over on Katie McClurg. Mike Wiss, head coach of the Lady Wildcats. Of course, he's well known for his success as a baseball coach, and he's been doing an outstanding job since taking over from Nan Steckschulte as the varsity girls basketball coach as well. There's a foul on Minster as Callie Wendell gets knocked to the floor. Look over the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, another fine product from K&L. That's the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. At the free throw line, Callie Wendell up and good. That cuts the lead back to 8 points. She will have one more. It's 20-12. That one's good again. 20-13, and a foul is called on Fort Recovery on Callie Wendell. That is number two on Callie. Not the 1-1 yet. 14 seconds left to go here in the first half. There's a pass coming in to Katie McClurg for Minster. She will bring it up. Goes across the timeline. Passing over on the left. Look out. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Minster. No good. Rebound Kennedy Mollenkamp. And there's a foul called right before the buzzer sounds. It's on Minster. Going to be 1-1. Lindy Himmelgarn's going to get called for the foul. And it's going to be Kennedy Mollenkamp at the free throw line. She will have 1-1. She could cut the lead down to 5 points. First free throw's good. One more for Kennedy. Lady Indians have had a very successful second quarter here. This one's up and also good. Wow. At the half, it's 20-15. Lady Indians roaring back, outscoring Minster there 11-5 in that second quarter to cut the lead from 11 down to 5 points. And very impressively so, Fort Recovery is 2-4-6-8, 9 out of 9 at the free throw line in the first half. That has kept them in the game. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service. They're proud of their outstanding service for your farm equipment. Schedule your next service appointment with K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're at halftime. Fort Recovery back in the game here. Lady Indians trailing only by 5, 20-15. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this. And again, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland dealer, for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have three times the wear life of our second generation and six times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Rob Weaver here as Fort Recovery is trailing only by five at halftime, 20-15. After trailing 15-4 at the end of the first quarter, Lady Indians had a very successful second quarter to cut that gap down to only 5 points. Let's take a look at the scoring in the game for the visiting Mr. Lady Wildcats. Casey Albers leads the team with 9 points. She had three threes in the first half of play. Ella Mesher has 6 points on 3 2-point goals. Also chipping in with 3 points was Morgan Sparks on a two and one out of one at the free throw line. And Lily Barhorst had a 2-point goal. That's the scoring for Minster. They only had one free throw, and they hit that one. Fort Recovery has had 9 free throws, and they hit them all. Unheard of. Carlene Ekamp was 2-for-2. Callie Wendell, 2-for-2. Kennedy Mollenkamp was 2-for-2. Mara Pearson was 2-for-2. And Whitley Rammel was 1-for-1. All 9 free throws went down for the Lady Indians. Otherwise, Whitley Rammel has 2 field goals for a total of 5 points on the night. Mara Pearson has a 2-point goal for 4 points on the night. And that's all the field goals the Lady Indians have. They only have 3 field goals in the entire first half. Yet they're only down by 5 points at 20-15. That's pretty amazing. Fort Recovery comes into the game with a 5-15 record. Minster 11-8. In the reserve game, it was pretty much all Minster as they crushed the Lady Indians junior varsity team 48-17. Fort Recovery drops to 10-8 with the loss. Lady Indians were led by Sage Luthold, who had 9. She was about the only one to do anything for Fort Recovery. Otherwise, we had 2 points for Carly Niekamp, Elizabeth Allig, Ava Greasy, and Maddie Guggenbiller, all with 2 points apiece. Minster was led in the junior varsity game by Kendall Bergman with 14. Kayla Lamb had 11, and Sadie Niemeyer had 7 points. Again, Fort Recovery losing to Minster in the JV game, 48-17. Right now, Minster ahead here in the varsity contest, 20-15. We'll return with more for you here on PG14 and J Country 101, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and the High School Television Network right after we pause for this.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Good luck to the Fort Recovery 7th grade boys basketball team. They're playing tonight in the 7th grade tournament at Versailles. And after 3, it's Coldwater leading Fort Recovery 32-24 in that 7th grade boys basketball game. We didn't have a... do not have a final in on that, so that doesn't look real great there, but hey, you know, there are rallies, and maybe that'll happen. Again, the tournament draw came out yesterday for the boys basketball district at Wapakoneta, which includes games at Spencerville and Coldwater, Fort Recovery. Games at St. Mary's and Coldwater. Fort Recovery is playing at St. Mary's in their first round game on Wednesday, February 23rd. This is the boys' sectional now. Fort Recovery at 12-6 will play Parkway 6-11 on Wednesday, February the 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Memorial High School at St. Mary's. And if the Indian boys can win that game, they would go up most likely against Lima Perry on Friday night, February the 25th. And that would be, I believe that's a Friday night. Lima Perry, 15-3 on the year. They are the number 3 seed. Fort Recovery is the number 6 seed. Number 1 seed, by the way, in the district is New Bremen with their 14-3 record. Number 2 seed was Spencerville. They're 14-3 as well. Number 3 seed in the sectional or the district, Lima Perry, who Fort Recovery will probably play in their second game in the sectional. Actually, that'll be for the sectional championship. Number 4 seed is Marion Local. Number 5 seed in the tournament is Upper Scioto Valley. Number 6 seed for the district tournament, again, is Fort Recovery. So that's a bit on the boys sectional that's coming up. That'll start again for Fort Recovery on Wednesday, February 23rd. And then we'll go the following Friday night, I believe, for the boys. It's either Friday or Saturday, and I just need to double check on that. Again, for the Fort Recovery girls, they're going to be playing, I don't have that handy, but they're going to be playing on Wednesday night, February the 17th, for their first round sectional game. We'll have that for you here on the radio. As we start here, let's get going. Minster has the basketball to start out. They miss a shot. Here is Alexis Wendell putting up and in. Alexis Wendell scores to make it a 3-point game, as Fort Recovery only has 4 field goals in this game, yet they're only trailing by 3 at 20-17 as we start the Cooper Farms third quarter. Looking for a great job. Again, check out Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They're also over in Coldwater. There's over and back called on Minster. Cooper Farms also in Coldwater. St. Henry, of course,
Rossburg, Ohio. You'll find them there as well. Cooper Farms. So Fort Recovery gets the ball on the turnover. Grace Guggenbiller will toss it into Callie Wendell. Wendell down across the timeline. Passing right side to Whitley Rammel. Rammel dribbles towards the hoop, stops, puts it up. Oh, it just fell off. Rebound comes to Minster. Well, that would have made it a one-point game, and now Minster throws it away. Pass is too long, and unable to catch up with it was Lily Barhorst. Out of bounds she went. A reminder, if you'd like to sell your corn, Cooper Farms would like to buy your corn. For your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Well, I guess either Minster stole the ball or they reversed their decision, and scoring on the play was Casey Albers with a two-point basket. Fort Recovery in a little bit of trouble, and Coach Holly Gann calls timeout. Save possession. 22-17, Lady Indians down by five. Minster on top here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Score. Fort Recovery only down by five here. They haven't been able to get much offense from hitting the basket, but they are perfect from the free throw line tonight at 9-9 from the line, which has kept them in the game. Grace Guggenbiller tossing it in after the timeout to Whitley Rammel, up to Callie Wendell, and Mara Pearson came up with the loose ball and puts it in. Mara Pearson scoring. That makes the score 22-19. Lady Indians hanging in there. It's Mara's second basket of the night. And Whitley Rammel saved the ball as it was loose and tapped it into the hands of Grace Guggenbiller. Here's Mara Pearson with the basketball. Lady Indians working it. Whitley Rammel out front. Drives in, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Minster. Getting the basketball for the Lady Wildcats there. Was Minster's Lily Barhorst. Over on the right side it goes to Casey Albers. Albers dribbling, being guarded by Alexis Wendell of Fort Recovery. Back outside it goes, now back inside. Down low, there's a turnaround shot and a foul on Fort Recovery. As Lily Barhorst got the ball inside, way down low, and right in front of the basket, she was fouled in the act of shooting by Grace Guggenbiller. So Barhorst at the line with two shots. She puts it up and got it. She will have one more here. It's up, and that one is no good. That's the first miss tonight of anybody at the free throw line. It's a four-point game, 23-19. Fort Recovery trailing Minster with the ball. Right side to Mara Pearson. Back on the left to Whitley Rammel. Whitley will bounce the ball to Grace Guggenbiller on the wing. She'll drive underneath. Pops the shot up. No good. Partially blocked. Rebound comes down to Minster. Morgan Sparks came away with the basketball. Right side, there's a three-point shot. It's no good by Casey Albers. Rebound back up and in. Scoring for Minster was Katie McClurg. It's her first basket of the evening. That makes it a six-point game at 25-19. Full recovery with the basketball. Minster being pretty aggressive on defense here. There's timeout called by Holly Gann. Fort Recovery. Timeout, Lady Indians. We'll be back. The score here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. It's Minster 25 and Fort Recovery 19.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Recovery will be playing Wingsfield Goshen in their first sectional game. That'll be on Wednesday, February the 17th. Next Wednesday, not this week, but next week at 7:30 at Spencerville. If they win that game, then they will be playing on Friday, I believe it is, on February the 19th at Spencerville. And probably will take on, be my guess, probably be Minster that night. So we might be seeing Minster again. Let's hope we do. Inside, Alexis Wendell. Good. Alexis Wendell scoring for Fort Recovery. That makes the score 25-21. Alexis' second basket of the night. And there is a foul called on Fort Recovery on Grace Guggenbiller. Inbounds pass. And there is a... Actually, I think Fort Recovery's girls, let me correct myself, I think Fort Recovery's girls play on Thursday night. Instead of on the 17th, on Thursday night next week, and then would play on Saturday night for their second game against Minster. So they'll take on Waynesfield Goshen on Thursday next week on the 17th. Then they'll play again probably Minster the following Saturday night. So those are the two games for the Lady Indians in the sectional at Spencerville. First free throw is good by McClurg, and she misses the second one. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Minster. Fort Recovery will get it. So Katie McClurg hits one of two. That makes the score 26-21. 5-point game here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, the farmer's friends. Alexis Wendell lost the ball, picked up, though, by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Cross-court pass to Mara Pearson over on the left wing. And Alexis Wendell gives to Whitley Rammel. Fires it up and no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call that one on Casey Albers. Number one on Casey. Whitley Rammel will have two free throws coming here. Puts the first one up. It's good. She will have one more. Bounces the basketball. Lets it fly, and it's good again. Fort Recovery is 11 of 11 from the free throw line tonight. Whitley Rammel, 3 out of 3. Whitley has 7 points on the night to lead the team. Minster with the basketball. Back outside it goes to Katie McClurg for the Lady Wildcats. 3-point game, 26-23, and Minster threw it away. Miscommunication between Katie McClurg and Casey Albers. Albers couldn't get to the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss it in to Mara Pearson. Pearson comes down. Stopping, passing to Whitley Rammel. Turning, dribbling, passing over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Alexis Wendell on the left wing. Back out top to Kennedy Mollenkamp.
Bounce pass goes to Alexis Wendell, to Whitley Rammel on a three, and she got it! And we've got ourselves a tie game. Whitley Rammel drills a three, and it's tied at 26-26 here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. McClurg with the ball. She'll pass it off. Here's a nice play and up and in for Minster's Ella Mesher. Great pass there. Ella cutting down from outside down through the middle of the lane and getting the pass and scoring. Makes it a two-point lead for Minster. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball. Dribbling out front, and she is fouled by Katie McClurg. Number two on Katie McClurg. Reporting in for the Lady Wildcats is going to be Alyssa Niemeyer, and hitting the bench will be Lily Barhorst for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Here's Grace Guggenbiller tossing the ball in for Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp just came in for Fort Recovery, replacing Alexis Wendell. Left side to Whitley Rammel. Rammel looking, passing back out to Mara Pearson. There's a shot by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Doesn't go. Whitley Rammel got the rebound up. No good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. And Whitley will go to the free throw line with two shots. A chance to tie this game again. Minster leads 28-26, but Fort Recovery with two free throws coming. A minute 30 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Don't forget, check out the Cooper Farms job opportunities by going to Cooper Farms website. Free throw is good by Whitley Rammel. Man, is she ever feeling it on the free throw line. Dribbles the ball, lets it fly, and this one's good again. She is 5 out of 5 at the line tonight. The Indians have not missed a free throw tonight. Minster with the ball. It's a tie game, 28-28. Back outside it goes to Katie McClurg. McClurg has the ball almost knocked away, but they keep possession. Minster with the ball here. Minute 12 left in the third quarter. Go to Cooper Farms, joinourteam.com to find out the Cooper Farms job opportunities. Cooper Farms, joinourteam.com. Ball's knocked loose, but Minster picks it up. Lady Indians playing aggressive defense here. Left side it goes to Casey Albers. Back out front to Katie McClurg. 43 seconds left in the third quarter. Tie game, 28-28. Lady Indians trying to pull off the upset here of the Minster Lady Wildcats. They trailed 15-4 at the end of the first quarter, Fort Recovery did. Now it's a tie game here in the third quarter. There's Katie McClurg firing and missing. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. And Rammel is fouled by Minster's Alyssa Niemeyer. Out of bounds to the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery can take the lead for the first time here. Kennedy Mollenkamp tossing it in, but intercepted by Minster, but they went out of bounds. Almost a steal, but Lily Barhorst, momentum took her out of bounds before she could get rid of the basketball. Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss it in again. Comes in to Mara Pearson. Mara dribbling behind the back dribble, comes down across the timeline. Going all the way to the hoop, and there's going to be a foul called on Minster. Oh, boy. That was close. You folks who were watching on TV will let you vote there. You think that was a foul or not? Was that an offensive foul or a defensive foul? They called it a defensive foul, and they said it was not on the shots. It was before the shot. So Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss it in to Mara Pearson. Oh, she missed an easy one. Rebound, Minster. That would have given the Lady Indians the lead. Here's a three-point shot. No good off the rim. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. We have ourselves a tie game. 28-28. Thanks to Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out the Cooper Farms job opportunities at CooperFarmsJoinOurTeam.com. We'll be back with the fourth and final exciting quarter right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original, CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, we start the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery has the ball, and they throw it away to start the quarter. Pass was intended for Grace Guggenbiller, and she couldn't get there. So Minster will have the basketball. They're being pressed full court by the Lady Indians. Ella Mesher with the basketball, bringing it across the timeline. Gives it off to Katie McClurg. McClurg guarded by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Ooh, Mara Pearson almost swiped it. And now it's tipped by Mollenkamp, picked up by Mara Pearson. Down she comes, puts it up, and missed the shot. Rebound back up and in by Carly DeCamp. And the Lady Indians have taken the lead for the first time with 7:25 to go here in this fourth quarter of play. Carly DeCamp, her first basket, actually her second. Well, that's her first field goal. First field goal of the night. She has 4 points on the night, two free throws also. Minster with the ball. Katie McClurg inside and scores. Katie McClurg, a little bulldog, inside and puts it up and in. Makes it 30-30. We're all tied up. Fort Recovery with the ball. Across the timeline, Kennedy Mollenkamp almost lost it. Still dribbling back out front. Being hawked there by Morgan Sparks. Over to Mara Pearson. Mara top of the key. She'll stop. Passes to Grace Guggenbiller on the left. Guggenbiller drives, and she is fouled. Going to call the foul, I think, on Corinne Meyering. Yep. Corinne Meyering gets called for the foul. So Fort Recovery will have it underneath their own hoop. That's the sixth foul on Minster, so the next one will be 1-1. Comes in to Mara Pearson, misses the shot, and she's fouled. And she'll be at the free throw line. Mara Pearson at the free throw line. She's been there once before and hit 2 out of 2. See if she can do it again. It is up there, and it is good. She'll have one more. That gives the Lady Indians a lead back at 31-30. Unbelievable. Eyes the basket, lets it fly, and it is no good. The first miss of the night fell off the left side. First miss for Fort Recovery. Minster has the basketball. Underneath, wide open, missed the shot. Rebound comes to Callie Wendell, as Morgan Sparks was wide open on that drive and couldn't get it to go down in there. Callie Wendell with the ball out front. And she's going to be called for 5 seconds. Dribbling the ball for more than 5 seconds without getting rid of it and without making a move to the basket. So Minster will get it back. Recovery had hit their first 14 free throws tonight, so they're 14 out of 15 now, and missing that last one a moment ago. That's an amazing percentage for the Lady Indians. They lead by one, 31-30. Minster with the ball, and there is going to be a foul called on Fort Recovery. It's going to be whistled on Mara Pearson. The first one on Mara. She will go out. Kennedy Mollenkamp will come back in. Lady Indians trying to manufacture a win here. Leading 31-30, they trailed 15-4 at the end of the first quarter. Here's a drive by Katie McClurg. It's no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. I think they're going to call Whitley Rammel with the foul. Yep, that's number one on Whitley. At the line, Katie McClurg. She can tie the game and possibly put them ahead. She ties the game with the first free throw. She will have one more. Mara Pearson comes back in. Kennedy Mollenkamp will leave the game. We're in the fourth quarter, 5:41 to go. This free throw is good, and that gives the Minster Lady Wildcats the lead back at 32-31. Ball's tipped out of bounds off of Katie McClurg. Fort Recovery will keep the basketball. Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in. Goes to Mara Pearson. Down the court to Carly Niekamp. Tries to hit Whitley Rammel inside. Ball is loose. A mad scramble for it. Minster comes away with it. Down they come in the lane. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery. It's going to be whistled on Carly Niekamp, and they say it was not on the shot before the shot, so it'll be out of bounds to Minster. Carly Niekamp will leave now, and Kennedy Mollenkamp comes back in. 5:26 left to go here in the fourth quarter of play. Pass comes in to Ella Mesher, way on the outside, being guarded by Whitley Rammel. Over to Katie McClurg, drives down the lane. Scoop shot is going to be a foul on Grace Guggenbiller. McClurg drove the lane, and Guggenbiller gets called for the foul. Wasn't much of a foul, but the officials said it was, and that's what counts. McClurg at the line. She hit two out of two a moment ago. This one's up and good. That gives the Lady Wildcats a two-point lead at 33-31. This one is also good. So she's been very good at the free throw line, hitting 5 of 6 tonight. And Fort Recovery with the basketball. Callie Wendell in trouble. Gets it over to Whitley Rammel, and now there's going to be timeout called by Fort Recovery. Coach Holly Gann was not pleased with the way things are going there, and she didn't want to lose possession. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment. Fort Recovery trailing here 34-31.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
At the first quarter, the Minster Lady Wildcats led 15-4. At halftime, Fort Recovery cut the lead back to 5 at 20-15. Minster still leading at halftime. And then the game was tied 28-28. Fort Recovery took the lead here briefly in this fourth quarter, but Minster now leads 34-31. Fort Recovery led 31-30 for their only lead of the game. Grace Guggenbiller will pass into Whitley Rammel. Tries to hit Kennedy Mollenkamp. Ball is deflected. Rammel picks it up and scores. Whitley Rammel leading the team now with a total of 14 points on the night. And it's 34-33, a one-point game. Minster with the ball and the lead. And they throw it away. Miscommunication there between Katie McClurg and Casey Albers, and it goes out of bounds.
Minster pressing full court. Callie Wendell will bring the ball up for the Lady Indians. Ball is being... Up, got a jump ball, and it's going to go to Minster. Again, Fort Recovery's first tournament again game is against in the sectional at Spencerville. Again, Waynesfield Goshen coming up next Thursday night, February the 17th at Spencerville. Minster with the basketball. They lead by one, 34-33, 3:58 to go in the game. And the ball stolen by Mara Pearson. Down she comes, lays it up, and oh, she missed it. Rebound, Callie Wendell, and a foul's going to be called on Minster. And Callie will go to the free throw line. Or was it the other way around? Yep, foul's called on Katie McClurg. For Minster. So Callie Wendell could put the Lady Indians up by one if she can hit both free throws. It's in the air and no good on the 1-1. So she only gets one free throw and it's off the mark. Minster gets the rebound. Here they come. Right side it goes. Back out top. Casey Albers. She'll pass over to Ella Mesher. Mesher guarded by Whitley Rammel. Right side to Katie McClurg. McClurg will pass over on the wing. Down along the lane, back to Mesher. Mesher drives in, tries to pass it off, and it's tipped out of bounds, they say, by Fort Recovery. Here we come with the inbounds pass for Minster. Ella Mesher has it, working against Whitley Rammel, passing back outside. Back to Mesher, inside, no shot there. And throws it off the leg of Minster's Lily Barhorse. Barhorse couldn't grab it, so it goes out of bounds. Out of the Fort Recovery boys basketball team down there rooting the ladies on. Fort Recovery a chance to take the lead now again. They've only had the lead once, 31-30. Outside to Mara Pearson. Grace Guggenbiller to Callie Wendell. Wendell top of the key, passing to Mara Pearson on the left. Mara holds the ball, now dribbles. Passing, the ball's tipped by Minster, and they made the steal. Coming up with the steal was Lily Barhorse, a big steal there for the Lady Wildcats. Here's Katie McClurg. She'll drive in, lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds, and they say no foul, and Fort Recovery will get the basketball. McClurg tried to drive inside, and Grace Guggenbiller shut her off. Inbounds pass comes to Mara Pearson, 2:25 left in the game. Anybody's game in this one. Grace Guggenbiller lost the ball, stolen by the Minster Lady Wildcats. Here's a two-point shot up and no good. Rebound back up and no good again. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp. Wow. Missing shots there was Morgan Sparks and Casey Albers for Minster. Fort Recovery has the ball back. Callie Wendell way over on the left side. Back out top to Grace Guggenbiller. Wide open. Oh, it's in and out. No good. Rebound, Katie McClurg of Minster. Here come the Lady Wildcats. Wildcats lead by one, 34-33. Timeouts called by Mike Wiss, head coach of the Minster Lady Wildcats. 1:44 to go in this baby. Hang on to your hats. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here at Hull Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, what a great game we've got going on here. Fort Recovery trails by only one at 34-33. However, Minster has the basketball with a minute 44 to go in the game here in the fourth quarter. Minster leading 34-33. Out it goes to Katie McClurg, way out top, guarded by Callie Wendell, passes it off on the right side. Casey Albers now passing down low. Turnaround shot. Nice shot. Good. Got it inside where they wanted it to go, and Lily Barhorst drains it from 5 feet out to give them a three-point lead. Here's Mara Pearson coming down, stopping, passing back out. Guggenbiller on a three. No good. Rebound comes down off of Minster. That would have tied the game had Grace Guggenbiller hit that, but she couldn't get it to go down. 1:14 left to go in the game. Pass comes in to Mara Pearson, back up and in. Kennedy Mollenkamp got Mara Pearson, who hit the bank shot to make it a one-point game again. Mara Pearson now has a total of 9 points on the night, second leading scorer for the Lady Indians. 58 seconds left. Clock ticking away. Minster with the ball. Ella Mesher firing, missing off the back of the rim. Rebound, big rebound by Minster's Lily Barhorst. Inside, and what do we got? Foul on Fort Recovery on Grace Guggenbiller. And not who you want to see going to the line. Katie McClurg for Minster, who's a very good free throw shooter. That's if you're cheering for Fort Recovery. If you're cheering for Minster, it's a great thing. Oh, she got it. Almost went out of there. She'll have one more. It makes it a two-point game, and this one is good again. Three-point game again. 38-35, Fort Recovery with the ball. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp brings it down. Oh, a collision there. And they're going to call a foul on who? Foul on Minster, crashing right into Whitley Rammel was Lily Barhorst. Rammel got knocked to the ground. And if you know Whitley Rammel, she's a sturdy young lady. So that had to be quite a collision there to knock her down. She'll be at the free throw line with 1-1. Could bring the Indians back to within 1 point. She hits it again. She is 2-4, 6 out of 6 at the free throw line tonight. See if she can get this one. It's up and no good off the front of the rim. Missed her first one. 38-36, 2-point game. Minster with the ball, and Whitley Rammel comes in and fouls Katie McClurg on the play. So McClurg will go to the free throw line. Again, not who you want to go to the line if you're Fort Recovery. Katie McClurg, excellent free throw shooter, back at the line. She will have 1-1. Eyes the basket, lets it fly. It's good. Hit the front of the rim. Bank board and down in. 39-36, three-point game. This will make it a four-point lead, and she got it again. 34 seconds. Lady Indians need to score quickly. 40-36. Down comes Kennedy Mollenkamp. Drives underneath, and the ball went off of her foot and out of bounds as she drove toward the hoop. One of those things. Minster has the ball. Inbounds pass comes, and there's a foul called on Kennedy Mollenkamp. Casey Albers got the inbounds pass, and she'll go to the free throw line. And she has not been there yet tonight. Four-point game, 26 seconds to go. Minster looks like they might be able to hang on here. Free throw is no good. She will have one more. Fort Recovery foul anybody but McClurg. Do not foul her. This one's no good again. Rebound comes to Mara Pearson. Down she comes. Pass over on the left to Callie Wendell. Three-point shot. Oh, it's short. No good. Rebound. Don't foul her. Katie McClurg has the ball. Now there's a foul called by Whitley on Whitley Rammel as McClurg finally passed it off to Ella Mesher, and Mesher will be at the free throw line. She has not been there yet tonight, but I've got a hunch she's a pretty good free thrower. Let's see. We'll find out here. It will be two shots coming for her. They're in the double bonus. First one's up, and it is good. That makes it a five-point game now, 41-36. This is up and good again. It's a six-point game. 13 seconds to go. Minster's going to win this, baby, but it was a battle. Inside to Whitley Rammel, up and no good. Rebound Rammel, up and good. And Fort Recovery calls timeout with 3 seconds to go in the contest. Fort Recovery calls a timeout. We'll be back in a moment here at PG14 and J Country 101 and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Recovery led by Whitley Rammel tonight with 17, and Mara Pearson has 9 for the Lady Wildcats. 13 points for Katie McClurg. The 11 points for Casey Albers. She had 9 of those early when she hit 3 threes in the first half. And she had 2 big free throws a moment ago. Actually, I'm sorry, she missed 2 free throws a moment ago. She had a 2-point basket to go with the 3 threes. 13 points. Or let's get back to the game here. Only a few seconds left. Minster with the ball. They run out the clock, and the game is over. The final score, Minster wins 42-38 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight. Minster improving their record to 12-8 on the campaign, and the Fort Recovery Indians drop to 5-16. But great effort for Fort Recovery after they trailed early, and it looked like it was going to be a long night. Lady Indians just kept charging back. They eventually took the lead at 31-30 in the fourth quarter. That's the only time they led here in the ball game. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101. Hopefully Coach Gann will be by. So stay tuned for that coming up here in just a moment.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery Lady Indians fall to the Minster Lady Wildcats tonight in a really competitive ball game. 42-38 was the final score. Fort Recovery trailed early and looked like they were going to be blown out tonight, but they got back in it. Fort Recovery trailed 15-4 at the first quarter. They trailed by only five at halftime, 20-15. Tied it up at 28 all after three, and then finally took the lead for the first time at 31-30, and I think the only time early in the fourth quarter before Minster wins it by four, 42-38. Fort Recovery was led by Whitley Rammel with 17 points. She had 4 2-point baskets in the contest, a 3-point basket, and ended up with 6 out of 7 at the free throw line for 17 total points for Whitley. Mara Pearson had 9 points. She had 3 2-point baskets and hit on 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 9. 4 points for Carly Niekamp on 2 out of 2 at the line and a 2-point goal. 4 points for Alexis Wendell on 2 2-point goals. 2 points for Callie Wendell on 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. And 2 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp on 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. For the Minster Lady Wildcats, they were led in scoring tonight by Katie McClurg, who had 13 points, including 9 out of 10 at the free throw line. Many of those in that crucial fourth quarter. 13 points for Katie McClurg. Also, 11 points for Casey Albers. She had 3 3-point baskets early. She had a 2-point basket. And she was 0 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 11 points. 10 points for Ella Mesher. She had 4 2-point baskets and 2 out of 2 at the line for 10. 5 points for Lily Barhorst. 2 2-point goals and 1 out of 2 at the line. And 3 points for Morgan Sparks. Morgan had a 2-point goal and 1 free throw for her 3 points. Final score again, 42-38. Minster wins. They go to 12-8 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 5-16. In the JV game, it was all Minster as they crushed Fort Recovery 48-17 tonight. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Sage Luthold, who had 9 points on the evening. 2 points apiece for Carly Niekamp, Elizabeth Allig, Ava Greasy, and Maddie Guggenbiller. Minster was led by Kendall Bergman in the reserve game with 14. Kayla Lamb had 11. And Sadie Niemeyer had 7 points for the reserve team. Coming into tonight, New Knoxville is leading the conference with a 7-0 record. Some of these teams might be playing tonight. I don't know. New Bremen 7-1. Marion Local 6-2. Minster at 5-2. And now they're 6-2 on the year. And we are joined by the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Holly Gann. Not the outcome you wanted, but I know it had to be kind of fun to coach a game like that with your team charging back and looking so dismal early on. That's the second time recently that we've had this kind of a game where we've fallen behind early and come back.
Yeah, you know, and we've had some time off here with the snow and just the season where we're at. So, we're going to get there. We're getting there. You know, this is the thing, I told them, hard work. You know, we need to out-hustle them. We need to be more aggressive than them. And that's what you saw tonight. Is it just a team that wanted it more? We were able to apply our pressure a little bit and kind of give them some fits offensively. You know, free throws and layups. Free throws and layups. And it's not without opportunities. We sink a couple layups there. We may finish a couple easy shots. And this is a different ballgame for us. But, you know, as a coach of a team that's been working so hard in the gym, I hope that they see these fruits of that labor, that tiresome labor. But, you know, when you look at your record and you hear it in the hallways and yada, 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 you know, because they do. They're high school girls. So I just think of every single day is sticking with us. You know, our parent support is there, too. It's nice that we have a group of parents that are constantly, you know, being those positive people at home and encouraging them to keep doing that, keep working hard, keep doing it, and understanding that this is a process and it's a journey. And so it's really nice that these girls are getting to go out there and have some fun and get to play in games like this, because the reality is we got to learn. And so another today, we got to go out there and learn some new things. We got to go learn and talk through some things late there. Just, you know, we're just young when it comes to that kind of mentality. And what do you do when it gets really late, and trying to be able to coach them as, through those situations as much as possible. And, you know, Carly Niekamp came in and got a big rebound put back for us. Kennedy did some great things tonight. Witt, obviously, 17 points. She's just on a roll. Mara's doing great things. Callie defended number four really well. Alexis did a nice job. Grace contained the bar horse girl for us. I mean, just go down the line. You know, our bench was really super energetic in there. I was coming down the bench. They were giving me high fives constantly to kind of keep my mind right. And that's just it. It's like win or lose, you know, it's fun to be around this group of girls. And I can't believe tomorrow is senior night. So
it is. That'll be on Tuesday night. Fort Recovery will be hosting Salina for senior night. 14 out of 14 from the free throw line to start this game tonight.
Yeah. You know, just like I said, just a great effort from those girls.
Absolutely. And, you know, Whitley Rammel continues to roll them in, doing a great job. She's just, like, so comfortable up there right now.
She is. And, you know, and that just goes to her and her hard work, you know. And, I mean, outside of that, she's just putting herself in a position to be successful. Down low, she's going up really strong, has a nice, solid base, and she's tacking it right there, contained measure. And, you know, we just did good things. We did good things. Besides getting the W tonight, walking out of this gym, again, I am just happy, and I hope they continue to get hungrier. And you're kind of seeing that. We're getting to that point where we're being able to play a little longer. Just be nice to start out that first quarter a little better.
Yeah, I think, you know, get that solved, and you're in the game, that's for sure. No question about that.
Yeah.
Well, sectionals next week, so, hey, it's coming.
It is. It's coming real fast. That's why we got 17th is going to be there. So, like they told the girls, you know, we got to get through that game first, and you know, we might see these guys again. So,
I was pointing out to the listeners that most likely Fort Recovery would play Minster again in the second game of the sectional, actually for the sectional championship, if we can beat Waynesville Goshen.
Yeah, we got to do the same thing. You know, we got to be able to play like this with everybody we see. You know, bring that intensity and continue to be the energy givers and not make excuses and kind of push those to the side and just focus on what we do and how we're going to get better today.
Well, Holly, hey, thanks for stopping by and thanks for being a positive influence on the gals. We wish you the best.
Thanks.
All right, Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Lady Indians losing a squeaker tonight, 42-38 to Minster. Again, Fort Recovery led one time in the game at 31-30 early in the fourth quarter, but could not get the lead again as Minster wins it by 42-38. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks to Ava Shane for being the studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to Eric Catterly for being our studio producer for WPGW Radio. Thanks to you folks also watching on television tonight on the High School Television Network. For our fine sponsors, for Coach Gann, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Fort Recovery. Again, the Lady Indians fall by 4 tonight, 42-38 to the Minster Lady Wildcats.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.